Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Woo! This is going to be a great show. Hey, everyone. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long, 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 long time since I've been back here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Holly Holler, and we're going to be doing some fun stuff today. We're going to be talking about astrology. But I do want to let you know about some of the many shows that I will be having, hopefully on a daily basis, and I will be taking one question readings. That's right. So think about them long and hard and make sure that the question is as exact as possible so that I can give you an exact answer. Okay, because if you're going to give me a general question like, what should I do about my career? I will take a deep look psychically and astrologically about your career, but it'll be a general ups and downs. When did your career issues start? What are surrounding the career issues, such as, is it emotional issues? Is it problems with your boss? Is it problems with your co-workers? Is it a problem with your passion? Are you not making enough money? Okay, in general. And then I give you a 5-minute reading and ta-da, you're done. However, if you say to me, what the heck is wrong with my boss, Chris? He's giving me such a hard time. He makes me want to quit. Then I can look into both of your energies, smack them together, and find out what's going on. I've been an astrologer for over 25 years. I do believe I've done this in past lives. Yes, I do believe in past lives. And I've been a dream analysis. I have a background in psychology and philosophy. I come from many, many generations of psychic astrologers. Well, not so much astrologers, but psychics and intuitives and mediums, dating back in Hungary in the traveling gypsy days. Yes, my grandmother was the first of the gypsies to settle down. But I also have a very strong intuition. Sometimes I can tap into loved ones that are passed on. Depends whether they want to knock on my door or not while I'm doing a reading for you. You can find out more information about getting readings from me at hollyholler.com. Hollyholler.com. That's Holly, H-A-L-L-E-R, holler.com. Yes, and that's H-O-L-L-Y. You can find that information on my Blog Talk Radio page, which I will be updating regularly. My website is brand new and will be updated as well. And you can go to facebook.com, astrodreams/astro, A-S-T-R-O, dreams. So the dreams part, I love talking about dreams. And your dreams are the doors, the windows, the soul, beaker, the voice, the seer within you, trying to send messages to you while you sleep. Our mind does not stop. 24/7, 365 days a week. So if you want to know what the heck do your crazy dreams mean, I can make 110% sense out of them throughout the 30 minutes. Or so that I will be doing my shows. I will talk about what's going on in the stars. What's the energy right now? What can we do with it? What's the best thing to do with it? And your week ahead or your next day ahead, in general, okay, global astrology predictions. And I will also give you three dream symbols to analyze and some dream tips. Isn't that fun and exciting? Absolutely. So let's start off by talking about what is going on with, well, in the stars right now. So we're looking at June 17th, and we're coming up to Father's Day. So I think we're going to talk about our papas as well. What does the father mean to us? Where does the father reside in our astrological charts? In our astrological charts, I look at the sun and I look at Saturn. I look at the 10th house to find out how strong the father, the meaning of the father, is in your life. Call in right now. Give me a one question. If you can talk about dad, even better. Let's do a theme about dad, whether he's in your life or not. The moon is just ending in Scorpio. So what that means is we've got the better part of the day to finish answering or trying to answer those deep-seated questions of deceit, lies, mystery. There may be mystery around your health right now, mystery around why are people doing what they're doing to me. There may be a feeling of revenge. There may be a feeling of wanting to overindulge in order to get away from the mysterious feelings that are haunting you right now and have been for about 2.5 days. Yes, the moon surrounds us for 2.5 days per sign. So it's in Scorpio right now, and then it's going to move to Sagittarius. So when you wake up in the morning, or possibly in the wee hours of the night tonight, while you're having your party, if that's what you're doing, or resting, because thank God it's Friday, you're all of a sudden just going to feel lighter, not as intense, not as subdued, not wanting to be alone now. I wish I was alone now. Da, 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 da. Remember that? That was Tiffany. Anyways, okay. It was we. Wish we were alone now. But really, you're not alone if you're putting the word we in there, are we? Anyways, and Mercury is in Sagittarius. So the first day and a half is actually going to be quite intense. Either you will be the voice of sarcasm and truth and a slapstick humor that others may not find too funny, or you may be receiving that from others. So you're just in a general global astrological prediction, we are going to feel the intense need to find out what other people's philosophies are, what their truths are, or to deliver your philosophies and your truths. Now, this might be some kind of flighty that I'm saying or, but it really depends on what sign you are. So, for instance, if you're a Scorpio or a Gemini, the next day and a half is going to be quite trying on you, and you are going to feel an intense need to sort of splurt out what's on your mind and there's some hidden deep truth to that. If others don't take it the way that you, if others just don't take it well, which they won't, nobody likes sarcasm, especially with hidden truths in there of your own feelings, then, then you'll turn around and say, hey, I was just joking. Can't you take a joke? Why are you taking it so personally? Okay, so you're going to be feeling those kind of words coming out if you don't want to engage into that kind of conversational drama, then you will have to put a tickle lock on the mouth because it'll be hard for you not to speak your mind in general. Now, if you're Pisces, if you're Virgo, you're going to be feeling the same thing. In fact, there will be no way to be able to create balance. Okay, create balance. Sometimes we can have an opposing side. We can have others with different opinions and different thoughts and intense feelings and hurts and pains, and we can create a balance between the two of us. But Virgo and Pisces, you're going to have a hard time doing that. You're just going to splurt out what you feel and then later have guilt, especially if you're Virgo, because, God, we live on guilt, don't we? Yes, I'm a Virgo. We'll find any reason to feel guilty about anything. So, going to be tough for me. The last ladder part, and any other sign, you're just going to have a skippity-doo-dah with this. You're not going to have too much of a problem. You might witness other people's sarcasms, other people getting in fights. You may help a friend that has been deeply hurt and is possibly psychologically lost. But why this is happening to me? Why is this happening to me? For us Buddha people, me practicing Buddha, we will have this an opportunity for us to practice detachment, that is non-attachment. That means it is not their fault, his fault, her fault, past fault, future fault, everybody around us to blame. It is within me. I can change me. I cannot change you. And then Mars is still retrograde in Scorpio as well. So it will get better probably around Daddy's Day, Father's Day. But talking about Father's Day, with Venus just moving into Cancer, there is going to be some intense feelings around Father's Day, especially for those of you who feel lost and alone and have resentment and regret about the past around Papa or Daddy, lack of father in most cases, or the or lack of fathering, lack of being nurtured by Daddy-O. Okay, so this is how my shows are going to go in general, and we're going to have themes. So this one's a daddy theme, and this one is my first show theme. So let's go and talk about dreams. What does daddy mean in a dream? Okay, now if it's your dad and he's passed away, there is a strong possibility that your father or your dad is coming to you in your dream and has a message for you, or just saying hi, or I'm here, or possibly saying he's sorry. But if it's just a father in general, or even a father figure, you're like, you wake up and you go, I just dreamt that Barack Obama was my dad, but he wasn't in real life. Okay, so father figure. To see your father in your dream symbolizes authority and protection. Okay, same thing in astrology. Symbolizes authority and protection. So it suggests that you need to be more self-reliant. You need to be more in control of your destiny. But you also have to consider your waking relationship with your father and how his characteristics may be incorporated within yourself. So what I always tell people is, if you dream about other people that you know, think of the first three things. What are the first three things you would say that about them if you were to describe them? Okay, so if daddy was stoic, disciplinarian, cold, then you would look at the stoic, disciplinarian, cold side of yourself. And the rest of the dream can tell where is the stoic, cold, disciplinarian self being expressed, possibly work. The rest of your dream will tell you that. Or me, because I can help you decipher all of the crazy symbols. Now, to dream that your father is dead does not mean that your father is dead or going to be dying if he's still alive. It is for warning you to proceed with caution in when it comes to conducting some business matter. And then there's other things like seeing your father wrapped up in bandages might mean that you have to exercise, that you've exercised maybe too much power that's caused damages. To dream that you are hitting your father represents a desperate need for greater closeness with your father. You feel that he's not listening to you. If you are hitting your father or damaging your father or hurting your father in any way, okay, it basically means that you may be beating yourself up for not being more in control of your life. And often we do that, don't we? Often we do that. Now, on Father's Day, I want you to go within yourself, and I want you to acknowledge the Father within you. Young, old, girl, boy, woman, man, we have our masculine side within ourselves, and we have our control or lack thereof control, authority or lack thereof authority within ourselves. And anyone who is an authoritarian or bossy in your life represents that father figure within you, that fatherly within you. This could be a boss. This could be a grumpy next door neighbor. This could be a teacher, a coworker, a manager, somebody at the bank that you're trying to get a loan from, who's an authoritarian, who can make or break the rules, who can open the doors for you or close them in your face, of opportunity to be able to take some kind of control over your own life. All those people represent that. What is happening in your life right now around that? Okay, especially we're talking to Scorpios, we're talking to Sag, we're talking to Gemini, we're talking to Virgo, we're talking to Pisces. And Taurus. What is going on in your life, guys, when it comes to you taking your control back? Sometimes taking your control back means releasing the need to have control. That doesn't mean that other people take control of your life for you or around you. It just means you release, you relinquish the need for authoritarian control in your life. And therefore, if you don't have the need to be in control, or then you won't feel out of control. Nobody can discipline you. Nobody can supervise you. There will be no rules. No one can bridle you. They can't tie ropes around you. And even if they do, it's not gonna bother you, because being tied down doesn't faze you. You look at it as an opportunity. There is no restraint. There's no restrictions. Often, when we feel out of control, we struggle to gain control. And what does that do? That makes you feel more out of control. Right? I know, easier said than done, Holly. Easier said than done. So I'm gonna blend in some Buddhism here. Three tips for letting go of control and relaxing into the flow. Into the flow. I'm getting this from tinybuddha.com. You might want to call it being a control freak. Letting go of desire. Often that's what it is. It's our desire. Okay, so you may be saying, Mr. Boss Man, piss me off. He's piling up all the work on my table, and I can't get it done. And I keep telling him I'm behind, and he keeps throwing the paperwork on there. Who does he think he is? This is getting out of control. But it's not. Is it him that you're mad at? What's your desire? Your desire may say, I want him to stop putting paperwork on. How about, you can't control that, right? How about, I want the desire to know what needs to be done and to be okay with what's not done. That's my desire. Our greatest power is in learning how to trust. When we focus on our desire with a great sense of non-attachment to exactly how they unfold, It releases the blocks and opens us up to greater opportunity. So astrologically, the energy is around us to have the opportunity to step away, to stop looking around too much, to let go of control and power, and find our philosophy, find our truth. Richard Branson is a great mentor. He's amazing. His ability to balance business, family, and fun in the perfect way for him, he has been successful at. He doesn't even own a desk and never has. It states here that he loves watching the videos that Virgins post on their blog about his life because they remind me that creativity and great ideas come from stepping away from work and letting your mind open up. Richard says he gets some of his best ideas while in the bath. So let go. Step away. And stop looking around too much. Stop comparing. Stop being in despair because you compare yourself to what's going on with your friends on Facebook. Every now and then, just look around to see what others are up to, but be super conscious to continue to check in with yourself and say, is this what I really want to create for myself? Also, listen to your body. Listen to your intuition. Listen to what your body is trying to tell you. Okay? So the next time we talk, we're going to talk about what the moon is happening. I'll come back on Monday, talk about Sagittarius that's moving into Scorpio. And with all this Scorpio energy, you're going to want to tune in Tuesday and call in and get some answers. Don't forget to check out hollyhollow.com or facebook.com/astroholly. Astro dream. May the stars be with you. May all your dreams come true.
This is your life.